From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. After a tough week, an important international loan installment is on its way to Greece. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports several billion dollars in lending was endorsed this weekend by EU finance officials.
Greece's debt burdens and banks' exposure to them remain, but they are being fended off by new loans to enable Greece to pay its creditors. Following a conference call among Eurozone finance ministers Saturday, Greece will get 12 billion euros, nearly $17.5 billion, as a reward for new fiscal austerity measures that sparked riots in Athens. The money is the next installment of last year's 110 billion euro rescue loan. The Eurogroup's action clears the way for the IMF to disperse its share of the bailout. In a statement issued in Washington, the multilateral lending agency welcomes the actions by Greece and its neighbors and pledges to work with Greece to restore its financial stability. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Phoenix recorded its hottest day of the year this weekend, 118 degrees. National Weather Service forecasters say afternoon clouds linked to monsoon activity probably kept the thermometer from reaching 120. The weather system also brought high winds that knocked down power lines, cutting off power to thousands. In Montana, crews are responding to a spill from an ExxonMobil pipeline that runs under the Yellowstone River. The pipeline ruptured late Friday, leaking hundreds of barrels of oil into the waterway. The Texas Department of Public Safety warning travelers in South Texas to stay away from the Mexican border town of Nuevo Laredo. Monica Ortiz Uribe explains.
Americans traveling south of the border could be targeted for robberies, extortion, and car theft, according to Texas DPS Director Stephen McCraw. His office issued a warning against travel to the Mexican border city of Nuevo Laredo. Texas DPS officials and the Webb County Sheriff's Department say they've received credible intelligence indicating that the violent Zetas drug cartel will target Americans who travel into Mexico over the weekend. The Zetas started off as military deserters who worked as the hit squad for the Mexican Gulf cartel. Their members have since broken off and formed their own cartel. Now they are among the most feared criminals in Mexico. Texas law enforcement don't expect violence to spread across the border, but say they are prepared should it occur. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.
A small band of protesters greeted Prince William and his new bride in Quebec this weekend. Their 9-day journey took them to a children's hospital in Montreal. Outside, a few dozen demonstrators protesting Canada's continued ties to the British monarchy. They were outnumbered by many more seeking to see them. This is NPR. The bookies have the Serb Novak Djokovic, the slight favorite to beat Spain's Rafael Nadal, in the men's grass court final at Wimbledon today. As Larry Miller reports from London, it is expected to be a highly physical match.
The Wimbledon men's final will see Nadal and Djokovic try to wear each other down through long rallies and powerful cross-court rifle shots. Djokovic says despite Nadal's physical prowess, he still has the edge.
Physically, we all know that he's strongest player around. The four times that I won against him this year can probably help me in some ways mentally.
Nadal's won 20 straight Wimbledon matches. He says he's ready to make that 21.
Try my best. I think I'm playing well.
Djokovic is on a roll, taking all but one of his 48 matches this year. Regardless of who wins this final and the nearly $2 million prize today, Djokovic will be world number one when the new rankings come out tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
F-15 fighter jets escorted a small plane to the ground after it flew into protected airspace over Camp David, where the president and his family are spending the weekend. The jets flew in when the pilot didn't respond to attempted radio contact. Authorities say the pilot just made a mistake and posed no threat. There's a new category in Coney Island's 4th of July hot dog eating contest. Women only, 9 contestants, expected to vie for the female championship. Among the men, the glutton to beat is Joey Chestnut, who took a 4th consecutive championship last year by consuming 54 hot dogs. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.